Chapter 88. They faced each other across the waste of the dhow, and the bright sunlight threw their shadows along the filthy planking of the deck. Two tall young men, both dark-haired and burned rich brown by the sun, both with the big Courtney nose, both angry. From the poop, three of the Arab crew watched with mild curiosity.
"So you won't come home, then?" Michael asked. "You're going through with this childishness."
"Why do you want me to?"
"Me? Good God, I... if I never see you again, it would be too soon. Ladyburg will be a cleaner town without you."
"Then why did you come?"
"Your father asked me."
"Why didn't he come himself?" Dirk's bitterness echoed in his voice. "He's still a sick man. His head hurt badly.
If he wanted me, he would have come."
"He sent for you, didn't he?"
"But why did he want you to win? Why did he stop me?"
"Listen to me, Dirk. You're young yet. There are many things you don't understand."
"Oh, don't I?"
And Dirk threw back his head and laughed scornfully.
"Oh, I understand, all right.
You'd better get off this boat. We're just about to sail."
"Listen, Dirk.
Get off. Run back to him.
You can have my share."
"Dirk, listen to me.
He said if you refused to come, then I was to give you this."
From inside his coat, Michael drew an envelope and offered it.
"What is it?"
"I don't know, but I expect that it's money."
Dirk came slowly across the deck and took the envelope from him.
"Have you a message for him?" Michael asked. And when Dirk shook his head, he turned and jumped down onto the wooden jetty. Immediately a bustle began behind him as the Arab crew cast off the lines. Standing on the edge of the jetty, Michael watched the stubby little craft drift out on the waters of Durban Bay. He could smell the stench of her bilges. Her sides were streaked with human filth, and the single sail that rose slowly as the crew hoisted the long teak boom was stained and patched like a quilt. The wind took her, and the pregnant belly of the sail bulged out. She heeled and thrust forward through the chop of dirty green water, headed towards the bar, where a low surf broke in languid lines of white. The two half-brothers stared at each other across the widening gap. Neither of them lifted an arm or smiled. The dhow bore away. Dirk's face was a tiny brown fleck above the white of his tropical suit. Then suddenly his voice,
"Tell him!"
small in the distance.
"Tell him! Tell!"
And the rest of it was lost on the wind, in the soft lap and sigh of the wavelets beneath the jetty.